One Sunday, Gil Kaiser said to me, Lenya, today I'm expecting a young composer. I've written a libretto for him for one act opera. Would you mind meeting him at the station? I said, no, I'm delighted to go. Now, there were two ways to go to get to the station. Now, you could take the rowboat, which we had, it was in front of the house, and drive, and row right across the lake and get to the station this way, or go through the woods, which was much longer way, and get this way. So I said, I take the boat. So I took the boat, and I said, well, how would I recognize him? He said, they look all alike. He's bigger, but you will see. You can't miss him. So I said, well, I'll try. So I got to the station, and there was an unmistakable composer, you know. Couldn't be anything but I remember exactly how he looked with that. He had this, at that time, those musicians' hats, big brim, you know. And he was immaculately dressed with a little fly tie and a blue suit. Not expensive, but neat and thick glasses. And looked at me and I said, are you Mr. Weil? He said, yes. I said, well, I'm supposed to take you across the lake to the house of Kaiser. I said, well, will you enter my vehicle, please? And so he got into the boat, and I started drawing. And he kept looking at me, and said, you know, Miss Lenya, haven't we met before? So I said, well, I don't remember, I don't think so. He said, well, weren't you auditioning for my ballet, The Magic Night? I said, yes, I was. He said, well, now I remember the name, because I was introduced then, but I couldn't see you because you were sitting in the pit.